on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Not Dwayne Russell today. Tom Morris taking you through the next few minutes on Afternoons on SEN. A few text messages on the concussion issue. A question, did the AFL promote the boxing and was the AFL executives there? If so, do they care about concussion really? No, the AFL not only weren't there, they were significantly against that boxing event that I happened to attend the other night. So they didn't like it. That was privately run and that's the that was the business of that privately run company. A very well-informed journalist is Will Faulkner. Really enjoyed the chat, Tom. Great stuff. That's from John Murphy. Referencing the chat with Will Faulkner earlier on. But now it's time to chat to someone else who really is an iconic member of the Australian netball team. She's really one of the most well-known netballers in the country. She plays for a team that I support. I'm sorry, I'm not a Mavericks supporter yet, Hutchie. Maybe I will be in the future. Her name is Sophie Garbin, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Sophie.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad you haven't been sold out to the Mavs so easily, so glad to keep you on board with the distance.
Not yet. I mean, I'm getting some pressure from higher ups here, but can just give me that last little reason I need to stick with the Vixens, please.
Well, we've got a great mascot, the Fox, and I feel like that's really good. What is a Mav? That's my question.
I think look, it's probably a question for someone higher up here. What I do know, and we'll get to some details about the season coming up in a few moments' time, but the first game you're playing this year is against the Mavericks. It's a derby. It's a crosstown rivalry. That's got to have some heat in it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think even just speaking to the girls about the first game against Collingwood, I think 8 or so seasons ago, and Collingwood kind of came in. They had a few big guns, and Vixens were a bit of the underdogs. But I think we're probably got a lot of expectations on us coming into this game with them probably being the underdogs. So it'll be a different story this time. But, yeah, super exciting. And I think, yeah, the rivalry's already started. It's just funny, Kate Maloney, I was obviously against her last year as I was at Collingwood, and she bleeds Vixens, and it's just funny to see it firsthand now.
Well, that game is on April 14, John Cain Arena. Make sure you get your tickets. They're $55 for Melbourne Vixens members, and the member price is automatically applied when a 2024 Melbourne Vixens member logs in during the checkout process, $70 for non-members, so get along to that. Sophie, how has that process been? I mean, I followed the collapse of the Collingwood netball team from afar. I read a lot of articles. I didn't report on it myself. That must have been an incredibly difficult time, but now you've come through the other side and you've managed to get a gig at the Vixens.
Yeah, I think at the time it was pretty doom and gloom, but then it just like proceeded for everything else to happen in terms of all the contracting saga that went on. But I feel like for me personally, it's worked out quite well ending up at the Vixens. But I know there was a lot of girls who either went without contracts or had to move interstate or even internationally. So I'm happy where I am now. Very telling time. At the time, it was a bit of a novelty and at the start when everything was going on, and then it kind of dragged on a bit. But yeah, I think, again, me very lucky where I've ended up at Vixens, such a well-established club. But yeah, a lot of girls aren't in the same position as me.
I said this to, I think we had Linda Pierce on radio late last year when the contract dispute was going on between the netballers and the governing body. And, you know, nothing gets the juices flowing for a journalist more than a contract dispute, regardless of the sport. I've certainly reported on my fair share across AFL and AFLW and also cricket. But it just strikes me that netball gets attention sometimes for the wrong reasons, not the right reasons, given that you won a gold medal at the Netball World Cup last year as well. The popularity of the sport is clearly still there at junior levels and grassroots level. But how do you see the game progressing in the coming years, and what can netball do more to make it more attractive for people to watch and play?
Yeah, that's what we always talk about ourselves. You know, we've got the highest participation rate, and then us as players, not to toot our own horn, we've got to, you know, we've hit all our KPIs on court. So for us, it's about how do we help the organisation, you know, are we connecting with those millions of girls that are playing, or are we going for a completely different audience? So for us at the moment, we're really keen to, you know, help and see, you know, what way we're going to go. But yeah, my biggest thing, and I've always talked about, is how do we have so many participants? But, you know, you could, a few of us could go down to, you know, local netball clubs and, you know, just walk around incognito, where, you know, I doubt that someone like Darcy Moore is going to go down to a local footy club and not get recognised. I think that's probably our biggest issue.
There's a text message coming here from Pete in Doreen. Ask Sophie Garbin how good Zara Walters is. What a find in preseason. Can't wait for the season, especially a new rivalry with the Mavs. Vixens to the top. Tell us about Zara.
Yeah, Zara's great. This is her first time in a, I guess, an elite environment. She's quite young, but she's come in so strong. She's very young. I think she's 19. I should probably know this, but yeah, she's a ripper. She had a great, at our preseason tournament, she got stuck in and really went hard up against some of the more established players in the league. And I think even her and Hannah Mundy, one of our other young players, and Lily Graham, who's just come into the team as one of the shooters, all our young ones just come in and they give it a red hot crack, which is great. They're even out there yelling at me, telling me what to do, which I love. But yeah, we've got a good young group coming through, which is really exciting.
This is from Sam. Tom, did I hear correctly that it's $70 to attend the Vixens versus Mavs netball game? Or is that a season ticket? No, it's $70 for non-members. Tickets $55 for Melbourne Vixen members. So make sure you sign up. Sophie, about 3 months ago, I was at dinner at the pier at the Geelong waterfront. And I thought to myself, what an amazing place this would be for an event. And that's exactly what you're participating in. And you're speaking at an event called the Vixens in Conversation, which is an opportunity for fans to mingle with the Vixen stars over dinner. Including Kate Maloney, who you mentioned before, Rudy Ellis, and yourself. You'll be there for that event. This is going to be a pretty special event for fans to come and see you face-to-face and have a chat.
Yeah, I'm surprised they put me and Kate Maloney both on it, because we both can't shut up. So I'm not sure how long the event goes for, but they might need to extend it, because we'll just be talking. I don't know if it'll be much of a conversation or me and Kate Maloney just talking the whole time, but no, really exciting. We love getting out regionally. And for me, I'm not actually from Melbourne. I'm a Perth girl. So I get excited to go out and get to different places, but also for me being my first year going out and meeting our fans, because there are so many of them. We had our fan day yesterday and we all got mauled, which was great. I loved it.
That's great.
But yeah, it's really nice to get out into the community and actually meet some of the people that are going to be screaming off on at Junkin Arena.
You say you're a Perth girl. I thought you were a Kalgoorlie girl. I thought you were from Outback, yeah. WA.
Oh, well, you're really throwing me under the bus here. I'm actually even worse. Not worse, I guess. I grew up in Kembalda, which is about 40 kilometres just out of Kalgoorlie. So even smaller, no stoplights. I think there's two roundabouts. I don't even think there's any stop signs. So very small town. And I don't really say country. I say more desert, because there is only red dirt out there.
And I imagine you're probably the best netballer to come out of that town in the town's history.
Yes. Well, there's me and my sister's come out of there. She's not a great netballer, but she's a basketballer and she plays as well. So two good things to come out of there.
And you played footy as well when you were growing up. Did you ever consider switching to footy and maybe playing AFLW? Is that something on your radar down the track or not now?
I think once I'm done with netball, I'll be done with all high-performance sport, hopefully. But never say never.
Who knows? Well, I'm sure some AFLW clubs would come for you as well, because they're always looking for those cross-code athletes. Sophie, really appreciate your time. Good luck for the Melbourne Vixens this year. Get the job done. I'm a big supporter, and hopefully you can beat the Mavs on April 14 at Junkin Arena.
Thanks. See you there.
Thanks, Sophie Garbin from the Melbourne Vixens. It is great to be back in Adelaide for Gather Round. Make sure you come back later this month for Live Golf. That's also in Adelaide. It's back April 26 to 28. Final tickets on sale now at livegolf.com. More to come on SENN's Afternoons after this. We've got plenty of text messages coming through as well. You can also give us a call on the Werribee Kia open line, 1300 736 736. What are you looking forward to most about the weekend of footy that's coming up?